This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yesterday, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got rid of Marquez Callaway, or Marquez, as he pronounces it. Marquez Callaway, wide receiver. He's 6'2", about 204 pounds. Had a really nice year with the Saints 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And since then, he hasn't done much. He's been dinged up and stuff. This is another guy. If I'm the Browns, I'm calling his agent. I'm saying, is he healthy?
Well, I'd have the doctors check him out.
Is he looking for a job? Would he like to come to camp? We have OTAs coming up. We'd like to take a look. I like him. I liked him. Let me put it that way. In his second year in the league, he was really good. 46 catches, 698 yards, and had six scores. And he was a good threat for the New Orleans Saints. Since then, not so much. Went to Tennessee. Can't go wrong there. Maybe he knows the Haslams.
Maybe. Maybe they've got a buddy that can help hook him up with that. They can all be friends.
Add him to the list, okay?
Trying to remember that. That year, was that 20? Would you say 2021?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that Jameis Winston? I think that was Jameis Winston.
Well, he's not here anymore.
No, I'm just saying that great year that he had, he was with Jameis Winston in New Orleans. Yeah, 2021.
You know, Jameis makes wide receivers look good.
He does make wide receivers. I will say that.
So why would you keep him around?
Because he also makes defensive backs look good, too.
It's a yin to every yang.
Thank you.
I'll have great Andy Baskin lines for 200, please.
It's like, how many yards did he throw for? 650. How many to his own team? 50. Oh, okay.
Andy, that was pretty good.
Every once in a while.
I'll give you credit for that one. That was pretty good, my friend. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I was just thinking. I was remember the year that he was good was with New Orleans. Yeah, and then I was like, Jameis, that was Jameis, yeah.
Well, not completely, but a good chunk of it was Jameis.
Yeah.
He started seven games that year. So
why don't the Browns just sign Jameis Winston back too? Can they get him?
I still want.
Is it too late? Anybody got a receipt? Anybody have the receipt?
DJ Chark.
You know, what do you want?
DJ Chark.
What's he doing?
He's looking for a gig.
Slinging soup.
He was hurt last year with the Chargers, and he's from LSU. He's had a couple of good seasons, and I think that's the type of guy you bring in. Keep your fingers crossed and think, okay, is this going to be anything? Because even though you put that tag on Elijah Moore, that doesn't mean he's coming back. So right now you have Cedric Tillman, you have Jerry Jeudy, and you're going to take a look at Deontay Johnson. That's all I want him to do. You're going to take a look at Deontay, right? I mean, You signed him, but does it mean he's here? I don't know if there are guaranteed dollars or not. I would bet not, because Deontay needed a team. By God, he had enough of them last year. So I'm not sold on him, but I'm glad they're going to take a look at him. I think that's a great move. And I want them to do the same thing with DJ Chark. I'd be happy if they did it with Marquez Callaway.
Yeah, he was dealing your guy was dealing with a hip injury last year.
Yeah, he only caught like four passes all year.
Yeah. That's,
but he's made a Pro Bowl. He's had a 1,000-yard season. This is unfortunately where the Browns are at the wide receiver spot. That's unfortunate.
Ooh, he sold 7 policies last month. This insurance agency. Good for him.
What the hell happened to Andy Baskin this segment? That's 2 good ones.
It would be really nice to have a room that is primarily known for scoring points to not just be a collection of guys that the entire coaching staff has to keep their fingers crossed on.
Yeah, but listen, what's the difference? If you're gonna attack the quarterback position like you're throwing darts and hoping that one of 7 of them hits the bullseye, why about 10 wide receivers? Let's see if maybe one can hit the bullseye,
Andy,
there.
Exactly,
I mean, that is our philosophy.
Exactly my thought here.
Yeah.
This
is analytics at its finest.
Well, I'm not even trying to be funny or cute.
PD Jr.
They need some wide receivers.
No point of analytics involves you sticking your head on a baseball bat and spinning 35 times.
They need some wide receivers.
Unless you want to talk centrifugal force, then maybe.
If you bring in, let me just throw this out at you.
What's the eventual outcome there? And if you can survive that without what perceived outcome would be, then analytics would tell you that guy's got an iron stomach and maybe he can handle a couple hits. There's your analytical purpose there, Mr. DePodesta.
If you need a wide receiver.
35 spins and we all barf. Fantastic.
And you bring in Deontay Johnson, which you're doing. You bring in DJ Chark, which I'd love to see him do.
At this point, just want to tell you stop.
You bring in Marquez Callaway. Hold on. Just listen to me. Stick with me here. You bring in Marquez Callaway. Between Johnson, Chark, and Callaway, don't you think you'd find that one of these guys could play for you? One.
Why do you want Berea to be the one house in the neighborhood that has 13 cars in the front of it and two of them turn over?
I don't.
And there aren't enough cinder blocks, so one of them is hanging on three wheels instead of four.
Exactly.
Hold on. I don't. Answer this question for me, and I'll wait. Who's the Browns' third receiver who you trust and you think that guy's good and is going to produce? Go ahead, I'll wait.
I was waiting for this.
Go ahead. Who is it?
I don't trust the number two receiver.
Exactly my point.
Hell, I don't even trust the number one receiver.
That's
I have one season of him looking like a passable wide receiver.
On paper, and from what we saw last year, their wide receivers are not very good. I am a big Cedric Tillman fan. I'll readily admit that.
How much of this, though, is the guys trying to get them the ball last year weren't very good either?
That's a heck of a point there.
I mean, do we really, really know what Jamari Thrash looks like? Do we really know what Cedric Tillman looks like?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, because he was dang good when Jameis was throwing him the football.
There was a lot of incompetence last year.
And then he got his concussion, and this brings up another question. If you're counting on him to be your number two wide receiver, well, what if he gets dinged up again? I mean, Denzel Ward has had some concussion things, right? And Denzel seems to get a concussion every year, unfortunately. If Cedric Tillman missed, what, six or seven games from a concussion, can we assume he's good to go? I sure hope so because I really like him. I really do. I think he's really good. I think he could be really good.
If you could ignore the misses and the thrown interceptions, I bet Joe Flacco could make David Bell look good eventually at some point.
Oh, my God. Maybe. Jimmy's in Cleveland. Jimmy.
I'm just saying.
Jimmy.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hey, Jimmy.
Good.
All right, so here's what I got. I don't understand why. I actually like what they did in the draft, the approach about Sanders. I felt that we could have picked him. I'm a big Will Howard fan nonetheless. With that being said, we got four quarterbacks. We know one's not going to make it. That's going to be Gabriel. But here's the upside. He's trade bait, fellas. That's a receiver in the making. I didn't understand why we didn't draft a receiver, but that's okay. I only know Jerry Jeudy and Tillman. That's the only two. I don't have any idea who the other receivers are. But I believe that Gabriel will make it in the NFL. He'll be Baker Mayfield type quarterback, won't be as good, but he'll be have a solid career because he's going to have to work harder than your average size quarterback for the NFL. So I think that they did a good thing there, and I don't think that they consciously did it. I think it was the way they drafted, but they have four quarterbacks, and one of them's going to be traded. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Sanders. And one more thing before I go,
I got a question for you, Jimmy. So keep going.
Okay, go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
Oh, my question for you, like you, I think we're cut from the same cloth on Will Howard. Here's my question for you, and I think this is a dilemma for Browns fans, and maybe we'll bring this up a little later. Are you rooting for Will Howard?
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
I got to tell you this. It's very hard for me to root for him. This is not a left turn. He said exactly what
That was a right turn.
Okay, he said, Jimmy, you said what I've been thinking for 2 days. I can't root against Will Howard. I will when he plays against the Browns. But I'm not going to root for him because
you mean when he sits against the Browns?
Okay, if I'm looking at it from that.
I can't even say what I really think. Go ahead, sorry, Jimmy.
We shouldn't. Here was my thing. Here was my draft. Travis Hunter at 2, Will Howard at 33, and I give. Excuse my language.
We're excusing your language because we're dumping you.
Oh, so good. That was so close. That was so close to a really, really
Andy,
good phone call.
Your guys who support you cuss on the air. It's all you need to know.
Why? Because I talk to real people.
Oh, my God.
The real people of Cleveland want to talk to me. the real sports fans of Cleveland. I speak that language when the mic's off. We're the same. Cut from the same cloth, my friend.
All I know is I count nasty words on our conference calls.
What is it?
Usually takes about a minute and a half before you utter one nasty word on our conference call.
You know, you should stopwatch me like I'm running the 100. Dan's got one. I'm sure Dan has a stopwatch, right?
Of course he does.
You don't ever stopwatch me on the conference call, do you? To see how long before
90
I curse?
Seconds before Andy curses.
No, I haven't done that yet.
90 seconds.
I could start.
But did we wake you up? Were you sleeping back there? What are you doing?
I think he was.
You know, when he was in the room with us, he paid way more attention to what we were doing. Way more attention. Now I think we've isolated you into this hot box back there, and I don't even know what you're going to say. I don't even know you anymore.
The sauna does things to people.
Since we've changed our studio, Dan is in the room, and all of the really new, expensive, really nice equipment that the station has been moved into that room. There's only one issue there.
What is it?
You put like six monitors in there and a great big expensive board. I mean, it's really good equipment.
I could hack the Pentagon back here. But it's amazing.
It's great stuff, but it gives off heat. There's no air conditioning vent in that room, and the room is about 5x9.
It might be
5x7. And Dan, who always wears his flannel or his hoodie, is wearing a t-shirt. That's all you need to know.
I don't know. I'm looking at Dan is turning a little green back there. Maybe a little like Chevy Chase, Modern Problems. Remember that movie?
ESPN.
Who turned green in that movie? I can't remember.
ESPN's Matt Miller, who is a really respected draft guy, put something out very early this morning. We know Andrew Berry's track record in the draft, right? It's not been stellar since he's been here. Matt Miller ranking the 100 best picks, steals, fits. Think the Browns are all over this? Or do you think the Browns aren't included? We'll tell you next on Baskin and Phelps.